Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates. We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Scarehouse, welcome back to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gody.
And that is Mikus over there.
Hello.
Mikus Films chimes in when we need him. Probably less today because he has no voice. And the reason for that, well, you've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That is a win. But Mikus is not feeling like he's had a big win across the weekend. We kind of are. But oh, had a voice-wise.
Very big win, but yeah, the voice box has been better.
Mm-hmm. Yes, absolutely. If you're unsure, and also if you are watching on YouTube, then you'll see us wearing our Albert Einstein wigs. Mm-hmm. Skin hasn't got his Prince outfit on, which I thought was stiff. Was that not a curd skin?
I'm not sure I know where it is, to be honest.
But we did indeed have Skin's boyfriend apprenticeship finishing, yeah, husband correct. Training camp across the weekend, formerly known as a Bucks, but that's now quite a negative term that no one likes. So,
really?
Well, just in terms of like any group activity, people freak out. It's like, can we play golf? Is it for a Bucks party? Yeah. No, you can't then. It's like, can we start this combination? Is it for a Bucks party? Yeah. No, okay. You can't. Mm-hmm. So we just had to change the terminology of it.
Okay.
Anyway, we'll get to, I assume there will, and as a forewarning, there will be quite a few stories, a hefty part of this podcast episode, probably from that particular event. But before that, we may as well start with a joke of the week. These are left for us at wegotthechocolates.com.au on the chalk line, in fact, and Dave the Brit, who knows jack shit, he is our producer. He went to the Bucks party, that's not a Bucks party, and hasn't returned.
No, he's failed to show. And you know what I was telling you earlier, like if you're going to play up, you've got to be able to back up.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that same can be said for Charlie and the Chocolate Fact Checker.
MIA, actually. Fucking missing
here.
The pair.
Not here. It's four people in the nudio, which is weird because it's quite a large space for four people.
Yeah. Nah, that'd been poor.
As opposed to our accommodation on the weekend, which was quite a small space for
a lot of people.
Probably more people than what one would have been thinking.
Yeah, it's the old two-bedroom apartment that sleeps 12.
Yeah. Right. But where was I? Joke of the week. So Dave, what I was saying, he chose it last week and we haven't heard it yet. Here it is.
All right, fellas, it's John from Sheffield in the UK. Got another joke of the week for you. Why does the Easter Bunny hide his Easter eggs? Because he doesn't want anyone to know he fucks chickens. Keep up the good work, fellas. Love the show.
Rick. I wish he was here.
Yeah, seriously.
So disappointing.
Like, we're all on a bit of like a bit of a come down from the weekend. And to hear that first up.
My whole weekend is ruined.
All the good times we had pointless. Over last week, ruined by Dave again.
It's
like 3 weeks after Easter. Why has he done that?
We love your disc. But you've had a Barry there, mate.
That's great.
I think Dave's been on report once before.
Yeah, he's one from like four.
That's genuine. That's a sin bin.
He's got to be probably looking at a week.
Suspended. Yeah. He's looking at a week, but then he's already having his week this week. He's basically suspended. So maybe he still gets a run next week. Hopefully come back.
He's probably my favourite person on the planet now, actually, Dave.
Disco Dave.
After the weekend. Yeah.
Why do you call him Disco Dave?
We just got everyone who's named Dave Disco, like of a young variety. I don't know why.
Because they used to go to discos. Like, where does it come from?
But no, now we've shortened it to disc, and it's just perfect. I don't even call him Dave anymore. Just disc.
The greatest part is that he used to embrace that nickname. Yeah. That like he when he does something wrong, so like that joke, he'll be listening to this podcast episode disc. Now, and he'll be like disc. He just yells at himself saying that for some reason, which is quite a weird sequence of events because it made no sense before Goaty just started saying it.
Yeah. He's the goat. He's a genuine goat.
Yeah, no, great man. This still doesn't make much sense, but that's fine. we've also had a written joke sent in by Max. I was telling my mate at the pub how I've just broken up with my girlfriend. He asked why. I said, she went on a date to the cinema with a cannibal. And he said, oh, Gladiator? I said, no, it was actually kind of miser.
That's good. Not bad.
Better. And you actually would like that because you're a Russell Crowe.
Yeah.
Russell Crowe was in Gladiator.
Like, loved any meat and stuff like that.
Oh, okay. If I was talking to Skin.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
But Russell, I've never actually watched Gladiator, the movie, start to finish.
Really?
With Russell Crowe in it.
I only watched it recently for the first time.
Is it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Might have to watch it then.
Yeah.
Sold it beautifully, mate.
Yeah. What's your favourite part? There's
favourite part would have to be that Are You Not Entertained line.
I think it's the right movie.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, that is the right movie.
Okay, good.
People have used that. Like, companies have used that for, have they not? I think, like Netflix or something.
Yeah, it's a thing, yeah.
Good people. Anyway, speaking of good people, joke of the week brought to you by our friends at Better Beer. Today, perfect day to plug the zero alcohol option. Is what we are into.
Why is that, mate?
Battling a little bit. Just not feeling the best in terms of health.
Mm-hmm. I feel much better now.
Yeah. Yeah. It's good.
Yeah, slightly sloppy.
Well, let's get to Skins Bucks then, because there will be some questions.
What
happened? So let's get to Skins Bucks, and I thought, right, I wish we could go back.
It was quite a great weekend. But starting with basically the itinerary, I'll break it down for you. The Friday afternoon was golf, which was a lot of fun, I think. Not the best golf. Group in front of us, horrifically slow, which made for not a great game.
Well, the issue was the group in front of us was also part of our Bucks party. So. Old Mikus, Josh, and our buck over here, Mr. Skinald, have had an absolute Barry Crocker from go to woe.
I think starting with now, Josh, Mitch's friend Josh, best friend. But you say best friend about a lot of people sometimes, don't we?
Yeah, but he's a beauty.
But he's a great man. Yeah. He'll be listening and also would have heard the same joke 1,400 times this weekend, so I'm sure he'll really enjoy the new material. But no, he stepped up because basically they had three, we had four, Goaty. So we were sort of like, group with three, you'd assume.
Hustle along a bit quicker, you would have thought.
A bit faster, so we let them go first and we'll go in after them.
Yeah.
And then Josh stepped up to the plate and I don't think without exaggerating, he had eight practice swings.
Yeah.
And he hasn't played a lot of golf, so there weren't majestic practice swings.
I don't know if he's played any golf, so he was trying to get a hang for it. He was a bit nervous.
Yep. And so we were sort of sitting there, Goaty and I looking at each other like, I hope this is not an every shot sort of thing. that could be pretty tough. Skids that hit the drive that they were going to take and
the
it
best
went
drive,
the best drive, which went 150 meters right into the driving range.
Yeah.
And that was the one they took. So they had to take a drop immediately, but obviously they were rifling through similar amounts
range
of balls
everywhere.
Just trying to find the one that skid in. So that was our first. So in that time, we then had a group of ladies come to the tee box.
Elderly ladies as well, like 70 plus ladies. Yeah.
They're behind us. So things were really off on the right foot. Like, oh dear, there's some trouble here. While we're watching these three idiots, we're playing best ball.
Yeah.
So like in theory, someone should hit a good one.
You would think.
Yeah.
Every time someone should hit a okay shot.
Every time.
A usable one.
You would think. One of the three, yeah.
Yep.
It was incredible watching like three blokes, so they had two carts and three blokes, genuinely zigzag their way across a relatively straight hole. It's just a tiny little dog leg to the right. Like they were fucking zigzagging if they were Max Verstappen, one for your Formula Fools thing over there. The first hole took 35 minutes in a three ball.
And the worst part is not only was the two ladies waiting behind us, we also started about 8 minutes late.
And why is that?
That I got lost. On the radar.
Yeah. You were driving, too.
Yeah. I was driving, but yeah, I was in charge of navigating, which obviously I'm not used to navigating and not driving, I suppose. And I just forgot to tell Josh about the turnoff. In my defense, thought he, the Byron Bay sign might have been a giveaway, but he just drove straight past the exit.
I wonder what that was. Well, I was so optimistic, so I rang you. I said, "How you going?" And you were pushed for time. You had to pick up all the other idiots. You did leave half an hour late, but that's fine.
And also stop for half an hour for Subway.
Yeah, it didn't even get takeaway Subway. Anyway, so I rang Skin. I'm like, "How you going, mate?" He's like, "Yeah, good, mate. We're like 15, 20 minutes early." I was like, "Fucking beautiful. This is so good." I was so happy.
Yeah.
Literally got a text as I was like unpacking my clubs to the car. I was like, "We've missed the turnoff. We're going to be there at 2:41. The tee off time is 2:43.
Yep. And then the best part was we let the group that was meant to be behind us, we let go in front of us, like the actual group that wasn't the Bucks.
Yeah.
Then like we sort of said, "Yeah, you guys go in front of us." And then Mikus, every time we'd catch up with Mikus, we'd be like, "Go a bit slow, boys." He's like, "Yeah, it's the group in front of us." Yeah.
They were fucking back at the accommodation.
Genuinely kilometers in front of us.
Yeah. You were nervous about letting them go in front of us as if we were going to be waiting on them. Could see that on the third hole, I could just see them off in the distance their part, and then never saw them again. Yeah, they were rapid.
Well, we haven't played in a while. They're only two and they'll walk him. Like, I just didn't want to be stuck behind him. Yeah. Turns out they're a lot quicker than the group in front of us.
That was not a problem.
I think my favorite part of the golf, though, because I do want to move on. My favorite part of the golf is when we're behind and we've driven our cart past their cart after Skin, Mikus, and Josh have hit their drives. And they drove past. We said, "How you going, boys?" And they said, "Not very well. We've just hit three drives and we're not sure we have one ball in play."
That's exactly. Yeah.
Slightly concerning.
Yeah. Yeah. That was a nice summary of our day.
Baze came the next day for the Saturday, and he's obviously quite a good golfer. Goaty said, "I don't know what their score was. What was it, like 47?
47 for a three ball Ambrose overnight. Yeah.
So Goaty said that to Baze. Like, they've had 47 three ball Ambrose over 9 holes. And Baze just goes, "That is millions."
It's so many, mate.
Really? Mate, so that's 11 over. 9 of those over par were in the first 4 holes. Yeah. We went double, double, triple, double.
Oh, so you've actually had good half and nine.
We had a lovely back five.
Yeah. Beautiful. Then the Saturday theme, the dress-up theme was, and this was inspired by Mikus's Dobby party. We then asked for the Chockies, basically. We said, what's a decent theme idea? Our next dress-up opportunity is probably Skins Bucks. What are we sort of looking at? We got a lot of ideas, some very funny ones that we could probably dress up every day for the next year if we wanted to with the amount of ideas. But the one that struck us, I thought, the most was obviously referring to the time where Skin did indeed lose the odds game, get his snag pierced, which is known as a Prince Albert piercing. How is the knob, Skin?
It's fine.
Massive.
Fine. Nope.
Healed up.
Pretty disappointing in that regard, but fine otherwise.
Coming up to the 1 year anniversary of that, actually, I reckon.
Yeah.
Like the actual piercing.
Yeah. Oh, we've got a surprise for you.
No. The piercing date. Yeah. Anyway, so that was dressed Skin up as Prince Albert. We thought that was fantastic. We then wanted to go a little bit further and make him Prince of the Alberts. So everyone else at the event dressed as Albert Einstein, which is where the wigs, mustaches. Goaty's done an absolute play of the day with bringing zinc for our real mustaches, because sticking a fake mustache on a real mustache.
Impossible.
Doesn't work. No. Double-sided tape.
You're right there, mate. Just getting up some spiced rums.
Just does not.
Just not sizzling well.
Microphone's in danger. that just did work well. So that was a stroke of genius from Genghis to getting us to the zinc mustache. But I think that looked well. I guess we were always sort of thinking like this might get a few odd looks. We weren't quite expecting that when we exited the building there would just be like traffic.
Yeah, beeping.
Yeah.
Stopping and
waving,
looking.
Stopping, taking photos. We're like, okay, this is obviously not that common then.
And the thing is with like Byron, like I'm assuming there's a lot of weirdos in Byron. So for them to stop and think we were weirdos, it must have been pretty weird.
That is true.
Yeah, well, we'll get to one particular weirdo we caught up with on the last night, on the Sunday night. But yeah, they genuinely must have found it fascinating. It was quite amazing when you try to get into like, because we went to lawn bowls, which they were sort of fine with it. They found it quite amusing.
Yeah.
But there were some very serious lawn bowlers on the sort of front side of the
in the competition
in the competition, and we were obviously not there. We were slingshotted out the back,
hiding.
But yeah, the looks on the competitive lawn bowlers' faces were not I don't think they were thrilled to see us.
It was borderline disgust.
Yeah.
Tarnishing their serious sport and their white long trousers. I mean, we had white trousers.
We were also whites on. Yeah, I thought we fit in pretty well aside from maybe like Skin the Prince.
Yeah, but it's probably his fault.
Yeah. But Lawn Bowl was successful. I thought that was great. My favourite moment of the day, because I think you'll agree, was when Goaty's bowled it the wrong way. Wrong bias. After being probably best on for most of the five rounds, it just got halfway down, just realised it started going to your side.
A couple of schooners of the $5 Bolzo bowl. Shared it amongst the boys.
Yeah. So then, but also establishments not overly keen to let 12 Albert Einsteins and one Prince Albert in, I don't think. So we got some very serious speeches. Saying
some good old-fashioned listening to we gave them.
Yeah, it was like, who's in charge here? And then and I sort of had to be the one to come up and be like, oh, me, I guess. And it was like just walking up like sheepishly, like, I don't want a bar of this at all. And then the bloke would just be like, here's the deal. We can let you in till 6:30, then dress up, so you're out. Bang, off you go. And they're like, if it's one out, all out. And I looked around at a couple of the people, was like, we're in strife.
Yeah, some real froth.
Yeah. But that went well. And then the next day, Sunday, we went snorkeling. Julian Rocks, it's cool. Oh, I would recommend if you get a chance, if you're in Byron Bay or Brunswick, as it turns out, you can get to Julian Rocks from there as well. In fact, we were in Byron Bay, but we drove to Brunswick to get out to Julian Rocks. We're not really sure why. That was an interesting.
That's fucking weird for you blokes to fuck something up like that. So strange.
At one point, we thought we typed in Ayers Rock into the
What the fuck are we at the airport?
but we went out, and that you would think that just snorkeling, like that's something Skin and I have done before and quite enjoyed, Skin. So you were happy to do that, I think. That was one of your.
Yeah, no, I was looking forward to it. I was excited about that.
One good mate that we do have named James Basley, who first
a great man.
Seven episodes on the We Got the Chocolates podcast, actually. Then a professional, now a professional athlete, cricketer for Adelaide Strikers. Can't use a snorkel.
Yeah.
Not sure how else to break it down, but just like.
Has he gone upside down?
Couldn't work it out. Pretty much. Might as well have.
Just breathing in fucking river water.
He could not get the snorkel above water.
I don't know what his problem was.
We were snorkeling for an hour, and I reckon Baze looked underwater for 3 minutes.
He just basically just held his breath.
That's why he kept saying, like, boys, I just keep, is anyone having issues with their apparatus?
Not usually, mate. No.
Snorkel's not bad either. But like, he could not work it out. And he would just be, every time that we'd mix it up, would come up from like the tour guides. Like, the tour guides would be like, green sea turtle, like pointing down for us to come and look. And Baze is just like, got his mask off, trying to get his snorkel empty in water. Yeah. And there was like this signal that you're meant to give where you go like, fist above your head and sort of like, look
six
like
again.
You're doing six again in the NRL. Yeah, exactly. Like, six again like that. And Baze just looked like he was always doing that, but he was probably the person that was least okay. It was just him emptying his snorkel.
It's just Timmy had schooners of water.
And they gave us that big speech before we went out there about, like, if you do see a sea turtle, like, make sure you don't swim above it because it'll want to come up for air and stuff, and, like, don't touch anything. Like, be really respectful. And Baze was blowing up. He's like, yeah, I promise I'm not going to touch your turtles. Just can someone show me how to use a snorkel? It just didn't get a mention because everyone else thought it was pretty self-explanatory.
Just kind of assumed. You get your snorkel on.
You breathe through the snorkel.
Yeah, poke out the top of the water.
Yeah, Skin and I are first in the water. Like, the only sketchy part of the experience is when you're sort of sitting out in the deep blue sea before you swim to the actual rocks. And Skin and I are first in the water, and obviously Mikus, Josh, Baze, and Stefan, the chef, coming with us. And they were...
LJ Hooker.
They were all like next into the water, and we had to wait in the water until they got there so that we could swim to the rock. And because Baze can't work out his snorkel, we're just sitting there for like 10 minutes going like, any danger here, mate?
Whenever you're fucking ready.
Just sitting in 40 metres of ocean.
Yeah, just out in the open ocean, like not particularly close to the rocks. And everyone's telling us there's all these like fish jumping out of the water. And Mikus is
bait fish and seagulls above them.
Like, oh, that means there's sharks over there.
Wow. Well,
great.
A much higher chance of there being sharks there than
where the bait fish aren't.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Or on land. No, we were on the boat, I guess.
Baze was on the boat with his snorkel somehow in the water. That's why you were waiting for so long.
I've never seen. It's just so funny. It's like, so what are you guys as a professional athlete? So, right? Yeah, that bloke over there with his snorkel facing down trying to drink the seawater. Unreal. And then what's our other recommendation, Mikus? The piano bar.
Oh my God.
Byron Bay.
One of the great places.
Holy heck.
Genuinely, if you're ever in Byron Bay, you have to go to the Piano Bar.
Yeah. And like, you could be listening on the other side of the world. You might end up in Byron Bay. It's quite like a lot of people do go to it. It's a very tourist destination. So put on your list.
Yeah.
Piano Bar. It's unbelievable. Basically, to explain it, it's like, we tried to get in there the Saturday before, but they weren't huge on their Albert Einsteins in the Piano Bar. That was probably fair.
Mm-hmm. So don't do that if you go.
So obviously don't dress up as Prince Albert with 12 of your closest mates if you do go. But yeah, it's basically two blokes sitting in there playing piano, and like one plays and then the next one plays and then like they just go bang up.
It's like a dance off with piano.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. It generally is. It's
literally
like,
9 till 12, zero breaks. It just keeps going. Yeah. It's unbelievable.
No breaks.
No toilet break. Yeah, didn't even get up for the toilet.
Crazy.
Pretty much like us in this studio, I reckon. Just work hard.
Well, let's not be silly. They're not working that hard.
They haven't sat down on a tour since NAMM, this pair.
Yeah, it's class. And also our friend, now we've given him a spray, producer Dave the Brit, but he genuinely, Baisley and I started referring to it as, if you're an AFL fan, you've ever followed the Brisbane Lions, you might remember a game. I think it was like 2008. They were three-quarter time. They were down by 8 goals, I reckon.
Oh, Ash McGrath.
And Ash McGrath kicked the goal after the siren. And it was always referred to, there's still a YouTube video called The Miracle on Grass. We started referring to Disco Dave, our producer Dave's comeback on the Sunday night as the miracle on pavement, because it's just literally unbelievable. He has gone from being at this railway bar, or like, and we've had a decent day, so like a big day, and we were sitting there and we're like, all right, we'll move on. We really want to see this piano bar. Let's get there. And Dave's gone, nah, no chance. Like, I'm done. I'm so done here.
I'm smoke bombing in 20 minutes.
That's what he said. Yeah.
Dave, that's not how smoke bombs work.
It was a genuine reverse smoke bomb.
Yeah. He just stayed for longer than everyone else. Yeah, so he's basically gone that, and then someone got into it. I think Baze was like, mate, just come in, like get in for one or whatever. And he was like walking around like a zombie. He was nowhere. And then he got in for a couple of vodka Red Bulls and just like, and then vodka Red Bulls hold the vodka. Yeah. Red Bulls.
He's gone back. He's just double parked Red Bulls for like 3 hours. He's had about 14 of them.
Yeah. Well, I texted him on Monday morning and said, hey, gun, mate, how's the hangover? He was like, nah, hangover's fine. My heart rate won't come down, mate.
It's 160.
He's wearing one of those Whoop bands now, which is like, it's identify.
Just it's exploding off his wrist. Just
smoking. How many hours sleep did you get, mate? He's like, one. Three. But it was unbelievable. And then he was, as we said, like he went from telling us, hey guys, I'm smoke bombing again, which is a strange way to smoke bomb, but each to their own. And then to like, hey mate, do you mind if we go? Because like we're kind of keen to leave. It's like midnight. They're not even playing anymore. You can stop dancing.
Oh, big disky.
What a great comeback.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
So we spoke a fair bit about Baze's drama with the snorkel.
Mm.
Also spoke about it a fair bit on the Sunday night. It sort of became an ongoing joke for whatever reason that Mick has got stuck on for about 2.5 hours. I don't really understand what was going on there, but at one point it felt like we were never going to talk about anything else other than Baze being unable to snorkel.
I was actually worried I might never have another thought.
Yeah. Every time I've ever seen water again, I was remember the snork.
Yeah, they just kept finding all these different ways to talk about the fact that Baze was getting water through his snorkel. Like, they went to like the sea salt, and then to, you might as well suck a steak down the snorkels to season it with the salt and stuff. Like, it just got so fucking stupid.
We're in that piano bar. I don't know how we get back to this. We're in that piano bar, and we're going from across the dance floor to each other. We're going fins up, snorks down.
Yeah. Some snorts down. That's right.
Because I was obviously going to get it tattooed.
Yeah. Oh, I still want to.
We should just go to a Dolphins game with snorkels pointing to the ground.
Yeah. And so, in amongst all that, we came up with some punny names for a snorkel, basically, which we thought would help Baze a fair bit and essentially just make a great segment. So, here's a name storm for a snorkel.
And you're standing there without a name. So we'll give you one you can acclaim.
I'm just still remembering that when we were in that, we were in the piano bar again. I feel like I've spent my whole life there.
There's actually no name storm. We're just getting
Mingus was when the song would go quiet and like the guy would just be playing piano and no one was singing. Mingus would yell out at the top of his lungs, "This is the greatest night of my life."
That's why I have fucking
You've
voice.
You've said that so much in the last 12 months, so it's taking all meaning out of it.
Well, I think we were talking about this.
It did sort of feel like it was though. For
I think you can have up to about 10 greatest nights of your life.
Okay, yeah. It was a moment in time that you remember.
Mm. Oh, absolutely,
yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
But also when Mr. Brightside came on, we were changing the lyrics to "My snork's on the wrong side."
My snork's on the wrong side.
So we probably need to write the full parody for that. Yeah. That's bring the parodies back. Yeah. Skinner, I assume you should probably start this.
Sure.
With name storms, you have the most. How would you say... prepared substantially.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
More than what's needed.
Yes. Yeah. I've got more than enough. So just tell me to stop whenever
it's
you
fucking
want.
Fucking 3 gigabyte document, that thing.
I'll start us off with Jack and the Beanstalk.
Nice. Oh my God. That is good.
That's a great start.
Nice.
Mikas.
Oh, right. I had Snorky Pig.
Yeah, I'm with you. Yeah. Well, there's a couple. Can I run through like the couple that we did on Sunday night? Because we started this on Sunday night. We sort of cheated. So I'll run through a couple that I had, which were Dane, Snorko.
They started us off with Morning Snorkel.
That was my favourite so far.
Yeah, and so I've got one. I really mixed it up, one you won't expect, and that was his brother, Albie Snorkel.
I knew that's what you were going to say, you fucking idiot.
You cheat.
And I also had Snorkwood Turtle.
Yeah, that was strong.
Knife and Snork.
Nice.
Yeah, nice and simple to start.
Off the back of Mikas's one, I had Pulled Snork.
Oh, good.
Pulled Snork sandwich.
Yeah, you would. Nice. Yeah. New Snork City.
Oh, okay.
The New Snork Yankees.
Nice. Or the New Snork Times. Especially my favourite newspaper.
Did any of you have the Australian Symphony Snorkestra?
Did not. No.
Very, very good.
No, we did it.
Snork and Mindy, TV show. Snork and Mindy.
What's that?
Mork and Mindy.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Never watched it. How is it? Give us the synopsis in...
The snorkopsis?
Stretch. I've saved one. Can you save your most stretchy one for the end? Because I've got one I really want to run past you at the end.
Okay. If he likes Lord of the Rings, this snorkel, obviously, you've got the Snorks of Mordor.
Nice. I was trying to think of one with orcs or orcas or something like that.
Why don't you run through a couple because you got 49.
Yeah,
Okay. Yeah, I mean, well, obviously, you've got the cousin of the killer whale, the snorker.
It's an orca.
That's the one I just said. That shouldn't have been that hard to. Yeah, I just said I was trying to do one for an orca and then Skin just said snorker next. So that would have done it.
Sorry, missed that. Yeah. The Seattle Sea Snorks.
Good.
Hollywood Snork of Fame. Tony Snork Pro Skater 4.
Oh, my God. There's so many. I struggled so hard.
Anyone else?
I had the red jumpsuit breathing apparatus.
Good. I like that.
Very good band.
Yeah.
The red jumpsuit apparatus. Yeah. I had a feeling lead skin Would not know that.
Yeah, I battled her. So damn. Were they playing at the Beach Hotel on Sunday night by any chance? Nope, was that them?
That was not them.
No, because they were amazing. They had one musician that played every instrument.
That was incredible. Yeah.
There was only two of them, but one bloke played saxophone, harmonica, drums, keyboard.
And genuine all-rounder.
He was unreal.
Yeah. And often at the same time.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
Very often. like 100% of the time.
Hit his drum with his saxophone while playing it.
Literally.
They also had the greatest skill I've ever seen in that they played for an hour and played five songs.
Yeah.
Every song. Have you ever heard the Black and Gold 14-minute extended version? That is unreal.
Oh, this is one of my bust or dust. I was like, can we stop, please?
Yeah. Okay, let's go through that later on.
Yes, bust or dust, Gabe.
Holy heck. No, wait, no bust or dust. No bust or dust. I've still got a couple for you.
What's your name,
Storm? I've got Snore Kelly Slater.
Nice.
Bit of a stretch, but this is how far you could maybe swim with one of these on. You'd measure it in snorkical miles.
Oh, no, that's too stretchy.
No, 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 that's not stretchy. Yeah. That's fine. That's fine. Yeah. I'm happy with that.
What about what you snorkeling about, Willis?
Oh, good.
Nice.
Good.
Okay. Fingernails on a snork board.
Good.
Good. I had the snork duster. So.
Okay. Mm. Lovely.
One of my favourite waves is Bell's Beach in Snorkey.
Yeah. Torquay.
Is that anywhere near Snork, California? It's obviously not, but what?
I don't know. It's just, I don't know what you really said.
California.
Yeah, but California. Yeah, but
Bell's Beach is Victoria.
Well, I know that they're obviously not. I'm just saying.
But it doesn't really work at all.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
What do you mean it's fine?
Snore California. Podcasting, mate. Laugh at every joke.
Oh, yeah.
Hang on a second. How did you just said one that was a red and yellow jumpsuit or something that had nothing to do with
the snorkel? Which is a snorkel.
I'll be honest.
Baze didn't think
that. That was a drowning apparatus.
Baze was definitely a drinking apparatus.
Yeah, you go.
Skin, go a couple more, mate.
No, I'm running low now. I got through a good chunk of them earlier, but I will say I had the breathing apostratus clouds.
That's very good. Thank you. As I said about Mixer's one.
Yeah.
Okay, Tom Cruise to Julian Rocks for a snorkel.
That's nice. These are the ones I was saving.
Come on. Here we go.
I also just stock standard. My favorite tennis player, Jonas Snorkman, was also in there.
Good. Very good.
But then Jessica Albanese, my snorkel for this reef swimming experience.
These are the best. They're the best. That's very not good. Stretchy enough.
Yeah, that is good. That's real good.
All right. Well then, Migas, do you want to take us through must or dust? Well, don't take us through. I can intro it for you.
You should probably do that.
Yeah. So must or dust, basically, really, it's just a segment that we use as a rating system to say, we'll have an argument generally about whether something is good, meaning a must, or dust. No, wait, or bad, meaning dust. Mm-hmm. And there's a jingle, obviously.
Is this must or dust?
Yeah.
Is this must or dust? It won't take too long, so don't get it wrong. Is this must or dust?
Very long outro, though.
Oh, yeah. Similar to the blokes who played it there.
Yeah. So, leading into the first one.
Okay, go.
Band playing songs over 14 minutes.
If, mate, I fully respect, because if they are listening, I assume they are.
do you?
Yeah. Some musical band, freedom. You want musical?
Yeah. I fully think you should have a license to you know, change style, etc.
Yeah.
I do think it's phenomenal that you can play for an hour and play five full songs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I feel like that's
to be fair, effort. We played golf for an hour and Skin and Mikkels and Josh played one full hole.
Yeah,
that's a good point. Essentially the same thing.
I cannot be commenting.
Yeah.
And if the songs are going to go for 14 minutes.
They better be bangers.
They need to be real good, I would suggest.
Yeah.
What were the five?
Wonderful question.
One was Black and Gold. That went for half an hour.
Yeah, that was the longest, so it's the one I remember.
One of them. There were two originals.
One of them had to have been called Put 'Em Up.
One of them was definitely called the Put 'Em Up anthem. It was like,
nah, Dustin.
It was.
Put 'Em Up.
He works that into every song.
So we thought it was the Put 'Em Up anthem.
Maybe he's trying to rob you. Like, Put 'Em Up.
That's what we said. We're like, imagine if you had your phone stuck on your armpit or something like that. It actually did happen.
That did happen.
Migas, just for a bit of context, yesterday he was like, oh no, I've lost my phone. Josh was like, it's there under your armpit.
I'm just walking with pretty much nothing in my hands with my phone under my armpit.
Yeah. Imagine. One of those great I would have loved to hear these guys cover of American Pie.
Yeah, or Jesus of Suburbia. Like,
yeah, Stairway to Heaven, yeah. 49 minutes.
How long would an actually long song go for?
They've literally finished their first song and they're like, right, we're just going to take a quick break.
Until tomorrow.
It's a great effort.
I would say Dust. Anyway,
yeah. I'm going to say Dust. The actual musicians, yeah. Wonderful. They were great.
Extremely talented.
Yeah, very long, extended versions of songs. Dust.
I'm going to argue and say Must. Just, I found it so fun guessing how long the songs would go for. Yeah, trying to work out when you're in the next song. And not.
I think if you can get 3 minutes into a song before a word's said, it is impressive.
Dust, but I could be swayed if it's a banger.
If it's a genuine
banger, not either.
And watching
Tiger.
Old mate who's just played the drums and the keyboard at the same time. He's played drums one handed so he can play the keyboard at the same time, literally. And I've been that impressive. And then I turned around, he's pulling out a saxophone.
Springsteen's band.
Are you not doing enough, mate? Incredible.
Imagine their band practices. How long they'd have to go for.
How long would it take to fucking lug all the gear up?
I was going to say, one guy just has to pull out his guitar vocal warm-ups. You got to set up a drum kit, a saxophone, three keyboards.
That poor guy had his guitar string broke, so the other guy's having to carry him with like...
It wasn't the G string, was it?
He's like, oh, I've just broken a guitar string here. So the other bloke's got to play like already a 14-minute song. He's then had to chuck in an 8-minute drum solo into it. Yeah. He could cover while the next fill is going. Amazing stuff. Something I saw, I think, on the weekend, and that was nighttime chewing gum. It's a bit niche. Chewing gum at night.
With beers, like obviously having beers.
Yeah, like in a pub.
I'm fine with it. No, I'm fine. Must. Quite odd. Must. I don't mind it at all.
Okay.
I'm happy to go post beers, fine. During beers, not fine.
Yeah, it's I feel like this was more of a during established. Yeah. Like more of a during situation.
Yeah.
Similar to playing footy. I find playing, people play footy with chewing gum. I find that weird.
I play with fish ass, more cricket.
Yeah, that's, I think chewing gum in cricket's quite common.
Mm. Yeah.
Football, it feels a little bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you've got time to be
swallow it, like
making
like
sure you're not choking on it, you're probably not contributing to the game enough, I would suggest.
Mm. What, like you blokes last weekend?
Not that I can comment.
We could have got through three packets last week.
Sponsored by PK.
I could have had a PK spot over that game.
What do we go there? What do we go? Dust.
I think we've all said pretty dust. It would just never occurred to me.
I said must, but then I realized drinking beers while chewing gum is dust. But like, yeah.
I'll go a similar theme to yours with mustard dust. Having a dessert meal while on the beers. On the beers. So like having like a fucking chocolate cake with ice cream or something like that whilst on
this sounds like a Disco Dave move. Yeah, did he do that?
Did you see someone do that?
Disco would have a Guinness with a
gone.
So like
chicken parmigiana beers.
Yeah, and then like, I'll get the sticky date pudding as well.
Strange.
It's never something I've done. So I'd probably have to say
dust. Occurred to me.
But even at home, not even has to be out. Like, let's say you're like at a barbecue or something. Like, oh yeah, let's get the birthday cake around. I'm in genuine.
You're just saying if you're having beers.
If you're having beers, no birthday cake. Dessert.
See, I think Well, in which case, if that's your angle, I'm going must because I love dessert.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I'm extremely open to it, but I don't really do it often.
Yeah, like I wouldn't do it at a pub, but if I was at home and they said, "Hey guys, dessert time,"
how often are you getting dessert at a pub though? Like after
I've never
dinner.
Done it.
Yeah, I was going to say
even when at a restaurant,
my mother-in-law froths. Just, I can't wait to look at this dessert menu. You're just like. You understand there's like better things on this menu, right?
Even when at restaurants, they'll say, do you want to look at the dessert menu?
I'm like, absolutely not.
Yeah. Unless you think the font's really impressive.
Yeah.
That's
actually a good point.
Yeah. How well have you laminated it?
And I'm not talking about the font do skin.
Come on.
Well done.
That is fucking genius work.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I agree. I'm much more of a savory man. Someone sent in a must or dust, and it was sweet and savory foods. His example was like, a bacon wrapped donut or something like that.
Like when the Canadians do the chicken on waffles and stuff like that.
Yeah. I'm a very decisive dust for that.
Absolutely couldn't agree more. Dust.
Yeah. Okay.
I wouldn't even like think about it. When people used to offer that to me at Pancake Manor.
Mala.
Pancake Mala, which was the hybrid between Manor and Parlor.
Yeah. They did hair there as well, didn't they?
What would that possibly look like? Mala.
Eating pancakes or something just giving you a perm. Business idea. Someone copyright that.
Really good.
Yeah. I'm dust, but I'm extremely open to it.
But you said last week as well.
Your taste,
yeah, I guess.
No. But like, I haven't done it.
But it's absolutely must.
Well, I'll be honest. Being vegan for 7 years until recently, it's not really something that, because I feel like when it comes to it, it's like chicken on waffles or bacon donut or something. Mm. I feel like vegan foods,
but I'll even throw things like you have like a pork or something, and like people, I can't wait to get some applesauce on that. I'm just like,
I'm a must. I'm a must.
Okay, I like their iPhones, but I'm not big on their sauce. I didn't know you were vegan either. Yeah. Because
have you changed back?
When did that stop?
That stopped. I think people are well aware.
we've done well to keep it under wraps.
I don't think it has been brought up yet.
We've never
apart from the steak sandwich during the marathon.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Oh, we have mentioned it once. Yeah. Once.
We stopped for 3 hours and did a marathon, but anyway.
That's what I did.
Can I ask?
That was just probably a mistake from you.
Come on.
Honestly.
It's good. I think I'm actually on a run. The applesauce thing actually got me.
I could tell because you didn't laugh.
Yeah.
I did.
Yeah. You're flat. You're just working between 40 and 60% most of the time. Yeah.
Someone asked me the weekend, like, do you reckon? I think Mum messaged me and said, did Mitch have a good time? Skin, have a good time.
Hard to tell.
And I was like, wouldn't have a clue. His face is the same. Whether he's happy or sad, no one knows.
He didn't abuse anyone while he's drunk, so that's a win for
him. Not a bartender.
Can't help himself, Kenny. Cannot help himself.
How do you do it?
I'm sorry.
Well, the good, because you didn't have to pay for a drink all weekend as well, the bartenders were safe for that
weekend.
Yeah,
that is true.
That's true. They got out unscathed.
Can you get me my fucking water?
And there was also water taps on every bar. I feel like ever since Skin sprayed that poor bartender, just every establishment is now installed one. Yeah. It's like a survey,
I've heard something
can we,
very
can we
similar.
Offer you the table next to the bubbler, please?
What would you like to drink, sir? And may I alert your attention just to this crisp water fountain over here we've installed prior to you coming.
There's four jugs here for your use at disposal.
Well, don't say jugs.
Not today, anyway.
Are we done?
Okay.
I had one more mustard
if I could get it out. Shut up. Okay, so I don't know, maybe it was on the way to snorkeling or something. I ended up spending, just the way the cars worked, anytime we drove anywhere, I ended up spending a fair bit of time one-on-one with Disco Dave on the weekend.
He would have loved it.
He is an odd
one.
No,
he's not.
He really is.
He's the best.
Oh, no, he's great.
He's my new favourite.
Yeah,
he's my favourite bloke ever, but the two aren't mutually exclusive. He's odd.
Yeah.
And so I just want a sanity check because he's convinced me that this thing is totally normal, it's a must, and I'm maintaining its dust. So just to run it past you, he's on Twitter, people occasionally post like full-length movies.
Oh, this is dust. Yeah. I know where this is going.
For whatever reason. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know how they do it, how they get around the copyrights or whatever, but occasionally you go in and just be like, here's the whole movie of this for whatever reason.
Yeah.
He's opened up Twitter, presumably to scroll through some bite-sized text posts and ended up watching all of Shrek and thought that was completely normal behavior.
Wait, is it in parts or like the whole video?
No, just the whole movie.
Oh.
He opened Twitter and watched Shrek. Is that not the strangest thing?
Like, I'm kind of okay with him. Wherever you choose to watch it is fine. I find it quite weird to go like, I'm just going to check the time. And then you've just got sidetracked and watched
for
a movie.
For 48. But if you're going to get sidetracked and watch a movie.
Sidetracked for a 90-minute film.
Shrek is the one.
No, it's not the one.
Shut up. Shrek is the greatest movie of all time.
It's like basketball or something fucking good.
Shrek is easily the greatest movie.
Four back-to-back episodes of The In-Betweeners.
Okay, now you slowly get me here.
Mate, why were you so late? Well, I just checked my bank details and then buddy Shrek was on.
Watched 1, 2, and 3.
Oh, Disky.
We are finishing with a game, and the game is Fictionary.
So 1, 2, 3, it's the Urban Dictionary. I got some slang in mind that I really want you to define.
Simple game, but reasonably hard to play, actually, particularly Mika's font. I will read a term from Urban Dictionary, and you will try and tell me. I'll also read a sentence that it's in. You will try and tell me the definition of it, and whoever I feel is closest to that definition, I will award the points for that round. It's basically just a way to make sure that we stay up to date with modern lingo. I think that's incredibly important.
Mm-hmm.
I'll start you off here with the term designated drunk. Random drunk. Hey, dude, come have a shot with me. Designated driver. Gary, you're DD. Take that shot for me. Gary. All right.
I guess like a mate of the designated driver that takes old mate's drinks, takes the driver's drinks.
Nice, Genghis. Yeah, I don't think anyone else really needs to guess.
Nah, you had it.
Yeah, started off with a pretty easy one there.
What was that little sound there?
That was the end of it. Oh, that was the end of it, yeah. Responsible partiers choose a designated driver to drive during a night of debauchery. Is that the how do you pronounce that?
Yeah, it is the
debauchery. Debauchery. That's just where you get the pee horse, isn't it?
It sounds like it. I just love your confidence.
I'm pretty confident. Well, if you're confident, just be confident.
And he was blowing up.
Just be yourself, mate.
A lot of bartender skin. Settle down.
We just rarely see you that confident.
Confidence, especially when it comes to like linguistics. Took me by surprise. That's all.
If I know one thing, it's linguistics.
I did not expect you to be so all over that.
I know where this is going.
Yeah. Are you really? Just remember that old expression, Migas. Linguistics and stones may break my bones.
I absolutely did not know where that was going.
I thought I might have. Where did you think
it was going to a past direction.
Sticks.
Nope.
Linguini.
Oh, so I was going to go spaghetti. Sticks. Yeah.
It does. And that's why you use olive oil in the pan, because linguini sticks.
Only on the pan.
Yes, correct. The designated drunk assumes responsibility for all drink offers given to the driver. The designated drunk will take all offers of toasts, shots, and drinking competitions in place of the driver.
That's weird that there's a toaster at the bar.
Surely
that's quite odd. Pretty happy with it. All right. And then I have for you solo dolo. I'm on my solo dolo, just keeping to myself.
No. Oh.
So,
my guess is like on the dole. So getting paid by the government I don't fully understand the dole, and on a single income. So
okay. I was going to say pretty much exactly the same thing. I don't really know how to.
I'm going to say you're staying at home by yourself because you can't afford to go out.
Or you're on the dole and you only drink solo.
That's it.
That's got to be it.
To do things by yourself, solo, which case Goaty probably has the point, and on the down low, dolo.
Dolo was a little.
I'm on my solo niche. Dolo, just keeping to myself. So you're doing stuff singly by yourself, but on the down low.
What are you doing?
Probably just watching movies. I would have thought Shrek on Twitter.
Yeah.
Pretty good. All right, I've got the next one for you. It is showmance. I didn't know Anthony and Cecily were dating. They're not. It's a showmance. Anthony is gay.
What?
Not sure why that last part was important.
Unnecessary. Is it like they just like want to put off that they're in a relationship, but they're not? Well, it's pretty much exactly what just. That's the definition.
I'm going to go like the reverse of that. Like they're out together and stuff, and like pretending to be together and stuff, but they're not actually together.
Okay.
I'll go a tiny bit more specific. They're like, pretending to be in a relationship to avoid other people hitting on them.
Right. Jeez, that's hard to designate points there. You tell me. Here we go. When actors engage in a romance for the run of a show, once the run is over, so is the romance.
Oh. I'm going to say no one gets a point.
Yeah.
Oh.
So it's in there. They are actually
in a show.
They're in a show, but like the actors. So the example I thought of was like High School Musical, right? Zac Efron, Vanessa Hudgens back in the day, mm-hmm. how they were romantic whilst they were
on and off screen.
On and off. Yes. But then once High School Musical was binned, completed its apprenticeship, it was like, see you later.
Interesting.
To each other.
Yeah. I'm thinking there are no points there.
I think Vanessa Hudgens is now pregnant actually.
Nice.
Okay,
just as a bit of a
congrats.
Just as a little bit. Congrats. Thanks.
I'm sure she listens.
And then, Migas, the last one I think I've chosen for you here.
Here we go.
It's a Velcro kitty.
Oh, God.
Oh, yeah. It's when a cat like literally will only sit on you. Like you have a cat and it just loves you. It's Velcro. I literally say that every day.
You've got a Velcro kitty.
I've got a Velcro kitty. I really hope it's what I think it is.
I hope it's not.
This could be very weird. Oh no.
Is it you keep your money tight as in like a kitty of money?
Oh no.
Oh. Right. Okay. Yep.
Well, I don't have that.
No. Nah, Miggins was correct.
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. It's an annoying, neurotic house pet that craves affection like an addict craves drugs.
Yeah, yeah, your cat.
In that case, I'm more of the Velcro kitty to my cat. Because yeah. She
your kitty
is not annoying.
To get away
she is perfect.
A little schnook.
And don't you forget it, schnookums.
I don't know who's won that.
No one.
That was tough.
Fictionary won.
Fictionary's bet. I think the Urban Dictionary has bet you. Amigos has definitely lost right there. He's gone microphone down and knocked over his better beer can. So that's a real win for everyone. Hard to say who got the chocolates there. I think Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, sure. Give it to Skin. It's been his weekend.
That's
mate.
True. That's true.
Yeah. Well, he's pretty at his weekend.
Yeah, fuck Skin, actually.
Give it to Disc.
Yeah.
Give it to Disky.
Oh, dear. All right, who's got a, you're in for an X?
I've got
you.
An X, and this is for Skin as well. I know he loves his Cozy Lives Skin. So.
Yeah, I keep forgetting
so
what that is.
That sucks. Yeah, so you love
it. An accident every time.
It makes me feel sick. Skinny, back in my day, I could work into a store with $25 and walk out with 6 porterhouse steaks, 2 chickens, a case of beer, 5 bottles of wine, 2 loaves of bread, and a gallon of milk. Can't bloody do that today, mate. Fucking cameras everywhere.
That's good.
Good. That is good. You're in for next. I like it. Well done. That is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete. We welcome you to be a part of the Chockies crew. You can get around us at the socials at We Got the Chocolates, wherever you listen, and then Skin, wherever you listen or wherever you are. And then Skin, I think you usually designate the homework.
Yeah, I do. I was thinking this week would be a great week for a bit of word of mouth, if you don't mind.
Oh, you're listening, Skin.
Tell a friend.
You've got some friends. You haven't told them that you listen yet.
Mm-hmm.
Go do that.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Love it.
Very good.
Well done.
Thanks.
And while you're out there with those friends, you may as well just have a laugh and have a good time. Oh, good. If you are doing that, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here and we'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that stumps.
Love you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host
Niñas Bien podcast. We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a hacer tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.